I'm Dan Tridel in Woods Hole. We've been following this powerful storm, this powerful early spring storm that's blasting the Cape and Islands in the South Coast with some powerful winds, powerful snow. Following the snow this morning, WCAI's Alicia Orsini.
Hi, Dan. This morning, if you're on Nantucket, you're experiencing a hurricane, and the rest of the Cape is experiencing blizzard conditions. Been following some of the news on Twitter. Jason Graziade is following some of the men fixing the power lines out on Nantucket. He's got a few pictures he's posted of them up in the bucket trucks, reestablishing power lines. Got another tweet from Matt Noyes at NECN saying that an epic snowband is backing westward into Nantucket now, then into Chatham, and then it's going to momentarily stall and turn and continue moving northwards. Boston's going to be seeing what we're getting now, but they're already reporting 10 feet of water in Boston Harbor and wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour.
And I'm also Partan here in the studios as well. We're seeing lots more power outages as the storm wears on. There are more than 1,000 people in Orleans without power. Nantucket has 1,200 people without power. Chatham, 343. Barnstable, 400. Mashpee, almost 200. Sandwich, more than 200. We also are getting reports of coastal flooding. We spoke a little earlier with Greg Berman. He's the coastal erosion expert for Barnstable County. He's been visiting Dennis and Sandwich.
Well, there has been some minor erosion and minor flooding, but it doesn't seem to be as bad for flooding and erosion as many of the other storms we've had this season. There were some parking lots over in the town of Dennis on the Cape Cod Bayside that got flooded, but it really didn't get up into the roads. Not saying it wasn't close. Literally 3 more inches and a few of the roads would have been flooded.
He's visited Corporation Beach, Sisuit Harbor, Chapin Beach. He also went to the place where they put a sacrificial sand dune in Sandwich, which has been hit pretty hard. But luckily, that was able to spare some of the sand dunes in Sandwich during this storm.